Where in the Bible will I find that circumcision was a type of what? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Many things under the law of Moses were types or shadows of things under the New Testament, and so was circumcision. Under the Old Covenant, circumcision bound one to the law and put him in the family of God. Under the New Covenant, obedience to the gospel of Christ puts one in the family of God. Galatians 5:2, Paul wrote, "If ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing." Rather than fleshly circumcision, our circumcision must be of the heart. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3, verse 3. Paul also writes, "In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him, through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Colossians 2:11-13. This circumcision, of which Paul writes, is the process of salvation. When people trust the Lord, Acts 2:36-37, and are baptized into him, Acts 2:38-41, the Lord saves them and adds them to his church, Acts 2:47. Then Paul declares, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Romans 6:3-4. Circumcision of the Old Covenant, then, was a type or shadow of the conversion process, the new birth by which we are made new creatures under the new covenant. We're saved by Christ, the circumcision of Christ, Colossians 2:11, when we submit to him to become Christians, for he has promised, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," Mark 16:16. And also, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord," Acts 22:16.